Blog Talk Radio. Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello to you if you are a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. And hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Park Coalition Radio, Overcast.fm, Google Play, as well as my Blog Talk Radio community, and those who will be joining me in the chat room. I hope you are having a great start to your week. And today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has over 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. And you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to audibletrial.com/get organized. Well, I am back. And tonight our topic is taking care of you, which is kind of ironic because that's what I did last week, which is why I was not podcasting. And it is because I needed to take care of Janet. I hadn't been feeling well. And you know how it is. We try to push ourselves and continue to do what all the things on our to-do list. And I said, you know what? I need to take it easy. And I really did. Need to take it slow. And one of the things that I've learned from just my little 1 week sabbatical is that moving forward, on holidays, like if a holiday falls on a Monday, I'm actually going to take the day off, and I'm really going to pace myself a little bit more. So taking care of you, we're waiting for our guest, Iola Jackson. Ola Jackson. I said Iola. Iola's on the mind. Ola Jackson to arrive. But we are going to get started. So, of course, I am going to probably go into my tips and Taylor's tip time because that's all about taking care of you. And, of course, I've got my product suggestion, my app suggestion, as well as my repurpose suggestion for this week. And, of course, yesterday was Mother's Day, so I want to say happy Mother's Day to all of the women who are mothers and grandmothers and aunts, as well as godmothers and, of course, mentors to all the women and men out there. But Mother's Day, if you didn't know, is observed in 40 countries, and this is according to Wikipedia.org. And it was first celebrated in 1908. Anna Jarvis held a memorial in her mother's church. And her campaign began in 1905 when her mother died. And Anna wanted to honor all mothers as the person who had done more for you than anyone in the world. So in 1908, Congress rejected the idea, stating that they would have to also proclaim Mother-in-Law Day. So in 1911, all of us started observing Mother's Day, and in 1914, Woodrow Wilson signed a proclamation designating Mother's Day as the second Sunday in May. So I hope all of you moms out there, you did something you enjoyed, whether you relaxed or just had some fun. So while I wait for our guests to arrive, I am going to go into my Taylor's tip time. And basically, these are some things that Janet is still learning how to do. Because as I shared with you last week, I just was not, leading up to the week, I was not feeling well. And I said, you know what, I need to take a moment. I need to take a moment because once you start getting those symptoms, if something serious is going on, you need to take some time out. So these are some things that I have shared with you in the past, but I am going to share them with you again. And this time I'm just going to break it down to like three instead of all seven. And, of course, the first thing is you definitely, definitely want to plan some quiet time for yourself. And a lot of times it's hard because you've got the to-do list and then everybody else's to-do list. But it's important that you set aside time daily to read, you pray, you meditate. And, of course, you want to set aside time, some uninterrupted quiet time, just so you can be alone with your thoughts. Because sometimes we're moving at some, but it's a pace. We need a moment to really think, not only about what we're doing, the direction we're going in, things we need to hold on to, things we need to let go of. And we also need that time to, number two, take care of our bodies, because our bodies need rest. So make sure that in taking care of you, that you incorporate some type of physical activity daily, at least a few times a week. And, of course, getting an exercise buddy would definitely help. Making sure you eat foods that are good for you and your body, not what's good for anybody else, but what's good for you. And try to stick to it, and, again, maybe getting a buddy. Making sure you get enough rest, because I don't know about you, but I know when Janet doesn't get enough rest, I can't concentrate. You know, I fall asleep sometimes. I catch myself falling asleep here at my laptop. That's not good. My body needs a moment just to kind of relax from whether it was a stressful day, a lot of physical activity, a lot of brain activity, but my body needs to rest. And establish a bedtime for yourself, a bedtime that will work for you. And then, of course, key in taking care of you and taking care of ourselves is learning how to definitely deal with stress, because stress is not fun. I mean, that was one of my issues, because there's like a lot of things going on in my life and just dealing with that stress. So, you know, that is key. So in taking care of your body, it's just not one thing, it's a lot of things. It's eating, it's exercising, it's rest, and it's dealing with stress. And then, of course, the last part is taking back control of your time. And learn how to manage your time so it doesn't manage you. Learn how to master your time. You know, figure, because sometimes just looking at our to-do list causes us stress. So it's learning how to figure out how we can manage the time that we have, not the 24 hours, because 8 of those hours we should be resting, another 8 or so we need to be earning an income. So those other that we have, you know, we got to put in our commuting time back and forth to work. We have to make sure we put in time to eat, interacting with the family. So how many hours do you have left? Maybe a couple hours. So what can you do realistically in those couple of hours? And keeping a list. So one, you don't have to worry about stress and about always remembering everything, but also really just staying focused on those things that you need to do. So the three things, and taking care of you, plan your quiet time, take care of your body, and definitely take back control of your time. And I also just wanted to talk to you in regards to time. Is sometimes we attempt to do too much, or we leave things unfinished and not sticking to our schedules and interruptions, and the list goes on and on and on and on. So here are just a few things. Plan your day and schedule time for yourself. Learn to say no instead of attempting to do everything for everybody. And ask yourself, what are some of the things that you're doing that may be just a waste of your time? Is it TV? Is it phone? Is it those meetings that you always go to? You know, sometimes you can have phone meetings, you can have video meetings. There's so many apps and technology available now that you don't necessarily have to travel across country to have an effective meeting with somebody. Sometimes you do need a face-to-face meeting, but other times you can just have a meeting via Skype or any other type of software or application. And also, you know, learning how to deal with procrastination and overcoming it. And that's basically taking something, a project, whether it's at work or at home, and just breaking it down into manageable tasks. That's how you do it. So, again, it's plan your day and schedule time for yourself, which is a quiet time. Learn to say no instead of saying yes to everything, and think about things. Weigh all the options before you say yes to a lot of things. Ask yourself, what are some of the things that may be wasting your time, so you can take the time that maybe you're watching TV or on the phone and do it and allocate that time for something else. Learn how to delegate and overcome procrastination by just breaking things down into manageable tasks. So those are my Taylor's Tips time, and our guest not arrived yet, which is kind of strange because she did confirm, and this is not like older Jackson not to show up. So the next thing I wanted to talk to you about was just quickly about my virtual sessions and about my Facebook group. Facebook group is growing. I'm excited. Virtual sessions, depending on where you are, you can have one-on-one sessions with me to help you on your journey to living an organized life. You just show me pictures of your space. I give you strategies. We have meetings, and I'll tell you how to tackle that project, whether it's a room, whether it's paper, whether even where, sometimes it's your time, how to tackle it. And then our Facebook group is more of a group setting that helps you on your journey, where I share with you strategies. You show me your space. I give you some tips and some techniques on how to conquer that clutter and get organized. And, of course, you can go to my website at janetmtaylor.com and find out more information on which option is best for you. Maybe you just want to be in a group where you can get support from other people, or maybe right now you just want some one-on-one support from me. So, again, janetmtaylor.com. Well, as I shared with you last week, I was feeling very stressed to the point where I really actually started feeling pains in my chest. The, you know, the side of my arm was feeling numb, the headaches, all of those things. So that's why I really wanted to have this show to just share with you, especially you ladies out there, how you really need to take care of yourselves. And how sometimes you need to step back and say, you know what, I'm going to put my feet up. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to rest my body. And that was really good for me, because not only did it allow me to step back and really look at some of the things that I may not need to do anymore, but also it gave me clarity and some of the things that I need to do to move forward and everything with not only the business but my personal life as well. So, again, for you. So I definitely want to thank all of you for tweeting and liking and following me. Please continue to interact with me on social media. I love it when you interact with me. And, of course, sometimes, especially on my Facebook page, you know, send me a picture and say, Janet, this is my dilemma. How can I fix this? I would love, love, love to hear from you. And, of course, thank you to all of you who are part of my Blog Talk Radio community who are helping me grow. Well, of course, today is Monday. Tomorrow is Tuesday. So I want all of you out there, and I'm challenging all of you out there, to donate or toss one item that no longer brings you joy. You've heard the book from Marie Kanona, and how, you know, she believes you need to spark joy in the things you own in your home and your life. Well, you know, you've got stuff in your closet, stuff in the basement, stuff in the kitchen, all over the place, that some of it does not bring you joy anymore. So I am challenging you, just one item, one, that does not bring you joy anymore, and toss it or donate it if it's still good. And, of course, the hashtag is Toss It Tuesday. So that's what I would like for you to do. So I am going to take a quick break. Then I'm going to come back with my app suggestion, product suggestion, and repurpose suggestion for the week.
Hello, this is Lori Kennedy from Shred Patrol, and you are listening to Got Clutter? Get Organized with Janet Taylor.
And that was Lori Kennedy from Shred Patrol. And for those of you who follow me via social media, know that this coming Saturday there is a shredding event coming up. So make sure that you check out my social media pages, because I will post it again probably Thursday to give you enough time. But it's an event where you can just bring your stuff, get it shredded, get it out of your life. It is, I believe, in Jenkintown. I am just going to see if I can pull it up really quick on my Facebook page very quickly. But, yes, it is an upcoming event. So just make sure you, for those of you who are just tired of the clutter in your home, your office, and your life, that you get rid of some of that paperwork. And let's see. And then social media is wonderful. And I hope, so I can't unfortunately pull up all the information. And another thing is that if you have books, there is a book donation. It's the treehousebooks.org. They are taking donations of books. So if you have books, be sure to donate those as well. And contact us, Treehouse Books. That's treehousebooks.org, to check those out as well. And, you know, so this is spring cleaning, springtime. Get rid of as much as you want. And the address for the free shredding event is Saturday, May 20th, 2017, this coming Saturday, and it's 510 West Avenue in Jenkintown, Pennsylvania. That's 510 West Avenue, Jenkintown, PA, and it's from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And you can bring, shredding is limited to 2 file boxes or 4 grocery bags. That is 2 file boxes or 4 grocery bags. So make sure that you check that out as well. That's a great way to get rid of the stuff in your home as well as in your life. So moving on to my app suggestion for this week. And it is designed, and this is an app, and it's called Companion. And this was designed by This designed by students that lets you enter the nation and then selects contacts to be your companions and follow your route home. If you start running, your phone falls to the ground, or you don't make your destination on time, you'll get a message asking if everything is okay. And if you don't respond in 15 seconds, it alerts your companions. So it's called Companion. And it's an app. I thought that was good, especially for us women out there who, you know, at least on the East Coast, it's getting staying light longer. We're staying outside a little longer. So, but it's good any time of year. Also, my product suggestion is to use those. My repurpose suggestion, is to transform those headboards into benches. Again, my repurpose suggestion is to transform those headboards into benches. And then, of course, before tossing things, if there's something you think about, maybe to repurpose it in your home, because this past weekend, I actually decided to do a Periscope on all the wonderful things that our parents, specifically our moms, grandmothers, may have, and how we can incorporate those things into our homes as well as into our lives. So was my Periscope for this weekend. For example, using the tin cans that they have, even some of the dishes and how you can incorporate those into your home and into your life. But one of the products that I definitely want to suggest to you is something like sometimes a lot of times, just a little something that you can put over the door, or a C. Jane Work, a cute little C. Jane Work tin caddy, and you can put all of your nice little decorative, your paints and all of those wonderful things in there. Like if you just decide to find a spot near your home, in your home, and just want to do some painting, and that's your way of relaxing and relieving stress. It's a cute little caddy, and it's from C. Jane Works. And so that is my product suggestion for this week. And I am sorry if I seem a little flustered or a little out of it. I had a little incident today. And that is that I, like so many other people, use Uber. I take the train wherever I need to go, hop an Uber, get to my destination. But this time, my Uber ride was just a little different. And it was different to the point where it made me feel uncomfortable. The Uber driver asked me to sit in the front, which something I didn't know existed, that option, except for when there were several people in the car. And then he actually took me to the wrong address, even though my address was like a straight right down the street. I mean, literally 2 minutes down the street. And so that just kind of threw me off because I felt uncomfortable. The fact that he wanted me to sit up front, the fact that he took me to an address that I did not ask to be taken to, was very uncomfortable. And, of course, I use Twitter because that is, for those of you who do not know, that is a powerful tool. So that had me flustered. I'm still just kind of coming down off of that. So I apologize if I sound a little disorganized. But nonetheless, we will continue with this show. So again, my app suggestion is Companion. My repurpose suggestion is using the headboards and, of course, the caddy. So I see by my board that our wonderful, wonderful guest speaker has arrived.
I've had a technical glitch. Technology was not my friend today.
That's okay. That is okay.
I had a technical issue, so please forgive me.
That's okay, because I'm like, okay, something must have really, really happened, and that's okay, because
yes.
Unfortunately, the listeners had to hear my little, issue with Uber, but, hey, I had an issue with Uber today.
I have taken my issue with my phone to social media. I may regret it, but I have actually got on there and blasted this issue, but okay.
Hey, it happens. Trust me, it happens on this end and everywhere else. So, listeners, see, See, listeners, you know, this is Ola Jackson. She is the founder of OWN, Onyx Woman Network, 25 years of being a voice and giving a voice to women of color. And, of course, she is the creator of NEW, which is Nurturing Evolving Women. We were talking about that, ladies. And the owner of the NEW Network TV. And she's a blogger, too, of Your Stylish Ways, a lifestyle brand that focuses on cooking, decor, entertaining, and travel infused with fashion, information, shopping advice, and style inspiration. And I was telling the list, I said, you know, last week I did not do the show because I realized I was not feeling well and I have gotten to a place where I'm not going to push myself anymore.
I need to,
and that's why it was like, this is a perfect fit to have you come on this show because you know, you talk about that in your blogs, and then you just had the At My Age conference, and I want you to share with the listeners what that was, the At My Age conference.
It was all about addressing issues that are relevant to the certain stage in your life, but the emphasis was on self-care. Self-care has to be a movement. And so we brought together women from their 20s to their 70s, and we talked about how we must make self-care a priority. It may seem like it's a simple thing, but it's not happening because we are so focused on taking care of the demands and responsibilities of other people that we neglect ourselves in so many ways. And the more I talk to other women, the more I find out that the necessity for us to continue to emphasize and take responsibility for our own health and well-being.
And you're so right. You're so right because, you know, the one thing is when people have to become caregivers, it's like you have to take care of yourself.
Yes.
Or you cannot be a caregiver.
Oh, yeah. And that whole caregiver thing, if you're not already taking care of someone, you are either you were at one point or you are going to. And what people don't understand, it comes unexpectedly. It's like so many other things when you think it's not going to happen to me, and all of a sudden you have that defining moment where your life may never be the same based on something that just happened that's going to change the path of your life. And what happens is you give so much to the people that you end up getting sick, you have other, I mean, it may lead to mental issues, you're overwhelmed, it impacts your finances. And so I always recommend to people, and I do this myself, that I start each and every day by doing something for myself. I don't care if it's 3 minutes. If it's meditation, affirmation, a quick prayer, something, because it can get so overwhelmed that it leads to an illness that you may not be able to ever, in a sense, recover from, whether it's high blood pressure, whether it's stress, anxiety, or depression. There are trigger things in our lives that send us down a road that we will have a hard time coming back from.
And you're right. I mean, I'm surprised there's so many women who have strokes. Yeah, and then of course, like you said, the whole caregiving, that's something that it just hits you. It's not like something you prepare for or you have time
Mm-hmm.
Like with my mother, it was like, boom, she got sick and here I was.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
So
and there's no plan in place. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Ola, what are some of like the areas, I guess, you mentioned a few, but what are some of the areas that we neglect when it comes to taking care of ourselves?
It's we neglect time with our friends. We put it off and say, oh, you know, I'm going to do this later. Let's have coffee, girl. See you later. I had one friend one time. She called me, and I said, oh, I'll call her back later. I'll call her next week and I can sit and chat with her. About a day before I had intended on calling her, I got this strange call from her sister to tell me she had passed away, and that was devastating. I had not returned her call because I was just too busy. I've had friends pop up and say, oh, I'm moving out of town. I'm thinking, oh, my God, wait a minute. We haven't had lunch in this time. So we, our friendship we neglect, our emotional part of ourselves, we neglect how we really feel about a situation because we want to express ourselves because we're so afraid of hurting other people. We feel obligated to make somebody else happy. So that part, we may neglect our finances because we want to make people happy. So we go ahead and we pay for lunch because we want to impress somebody. So we're neglecting our own well-being in so many ways. We have become our worst enemy, and we get in our own way. Even when somebody else can handle a situation, we're always saying, oh, no, I'll take care of that, or that person won't do it right. And so we are, in a sense, in our own way, and we're overwhelmed. And the more I talk to women, it's unbelievable how stressed out and anxious they are. I talked to one of our speakers who said to me that young women that come to her, and she's a therapist, are so anxiety-ridden in their 20s. Mm. So you can only imagine if they're in their 20s, my God, what happens in their 30s and 40s and beyond? We concern ourselves with people at times who don't even care about us. As parents, we just consume ourselves with children. I always say, when we die, them kids are going to find somebody else. They want to make it.
Wow, I can't even imagine being 20 and anxious. I mean, when I was 20, I was.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, gracious. Wow. Wow.
I was so shocked when she said, in their 20s, I'm thinking, that's the time of your life. You should maybe be in college, maybe worrying about class, if anything. It should be where you may be living at home with your parents. That should not be an issue in your 20s. Like I said, if that's an issue in your 20s, when you're in your 30s, but then I thought, look at the demands of young people. They have things like Instagram and Facebook. They're competing with people who are putting filters on the photo, and they look thinner and more shapelier. So they have a lot of stimulus coming at them real quickly, which we did not have. We didn't have to check Facebook every 5 minutes to see who liked us and didn't like us and everything else. So that's a whole different animal right there, where these people, young people are that anxious.
Wow. That is interesting. But you're right, because they always had a phone in their face, a phone or a tablet.
Oh, my God. And it just shocks me when I even see women who I think have it all, and they say, oh, no, I can't do this anymore. I had a friend who was leaving a part-time job, and I said to her, are you going to leave at the end of the year? She said, Ola, I am announcing it next week. I can't take it. We have to get our lives back. Because we give so much away. And we feel that is something that we're supposed to do. I talked with one of our speakers, and she said, she's married to a man who's Hispanic, and I think she said in that culture, the women are automatically expected that you step up and you're the one who handles the funeral. You're the one who take care of this. You take care of the old people.
Wow.
It's a given that you do that. That expectation. You don't hear a man saying how much he loved to multitask. So you just don't. Because they have someone else multitasking them. And I read an article one time that said multitasking is overrated and it's not even a normal function. That you'd be expected to handle so much at one time and still be a well-balanced person.
Yeah.
And that's something that was, oh my God, juggling. I mean, I like to be able to have control over a situation, but I stopped this whole thing of having all this stuff. Because I've cut back, I peeled back the layers on my own life. Our magazine that was a hard copy, I stopped publishing it last year as a hard copy. I had my last big conference. So I'm looking at ways to focus on just a few things so I could live a happier life that's realistic and manageable.
Mm-hmm.
Keep those two words in mind when you're taking on anything. And you have to ask, what is realistic and manageable? There was a book that came out early last year called Lean In, where women were expected to lean in. And folks were saying, I don't got time for that. I'm tired. Leaning in again? What else do you want me to do? And it's something because the writer of that book, when her husband passed away recently, she said she had a whole different attitude about leaning in because, you know, her husband died unexpectedly. And she started thinking differently. I mean, leaning in, I mean, she probably was thinking, how could I spend more time with him? Because they always say at the end of our lives, we're not going to be talking about how much advertising we sold or how many business deals we had. We're going to be thinking about our families and what a legacy we left and how are they going to be and did I spend enough time. So I think that we've gotten into letting other people determine what our priorities should be.
And that is true. And that is true because we're always looking for everybody else's approval. And it's like,
sure.
But when you get to, past a certain age, start really looking at, you have a whole different attitude.
You're telling the absolute truth. Because they say that youth is wasted on young people because when you get older and you look back and you think, whoa, each day in my time here is getting limited. So I don't care about having five pairs of shoes, a designer handbag, and those things that you'll be throwing out at some point. You know, we're talking about caregiving. My mother just came to live with me about 2 months ago, and I didn't expect that. I had no idea. I had no idea that was going to happen. And I'm looking at caregiving much more differently when you experience it and you know that from the time that person wakes up, it can alter your day.
It does.
Unexpectedly. Each day is something new and unexpected, but yet you still have obligations to clients. You still have a relationship. Mm-hmm. You're still a parent. And, men don't have that issue. And, no wonder we have more heart disease. No wonder the level of stress that women have, the level of depression that people have today, more than ever before. And a big issue that I have found also is a critical one for us. I think a lot is brought on based on how we deal with people. People are driving us crazy. We may at some point look at a death certificate and it may say cause of death, dealing with people. Because they would stress you out. People who hate their jobs don't hate the job. They hate their boss or the coworkers or just every day having to tolerate people whose morals may be different. Their values may be insane. People are responding in anger. They're more emotional, and they're reacting and acting in a manner that they don't care how it impacts you. People are going home. They're being bullied by the boss, bullied by the coworkers. I mean, you get a little boy who's 8 years old on television had killed him because he's being bullied. People.
I know
that is one of the saddest stories I ever heard. And what's going on at the bully's house that he thinks that's okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of people, when you're peeling away, you got to peel away the people too. Because, I told someone the other day, I said, that was for a season. That person was for, we feel obligated to tolerate people, even our family members. Some of them have to go or just go a distance. Because we have to find peace again and be unapologetic. If someone says you're standoffish or you're cold or whatever, we got to find a place of peace again. We got to find happy. because we've been chasing after so much stuff throughout our lives. We were told you have to look this way and be this way and buy that thing and have that car and live in that neighborhood. And we thought that was going to validate us. And so many of us are looking to be validated. And we're looking at things to validate us. Opposed to looking at inward to validate. And that may sound corny and people say, oh, yeah. At the end of the day, that's it. It's like you go all, it's like the Wizard of Oz. Dorothy looked all over the place, and then finally, after all this havoc in her life and chaos, somebody said, well, you know, you always have the power within you to make yourself happy in that place.
Yep, she always had to go and search and search search. So, how do women, what should every woman do to take care of herself, no matter what her age is?
I think by the rule that I implement and ask of the women every day is to take some time for yourself. Start your day, because if you don't, you'll put it off. I created that rule for myself when I realized that so much is happening throughout the day and some unexpected. What would happen if I got through that day and never even spent any time to be with myself, celebrate myself, be by myself, and I had done all this for all these people? I think it makes you angry. It gives you anxiety when you begin to feel upset that you have given so much to some people who are not even wanting to give back to you. So that's one of the things. I wrote an article on LinkedIn and placed it there last week on start the day by doing something for yourself. And I emphasize, even if it's 3 minutes. The first comment that was said was, I'll be happy when I can find time for that. I mean, it's posted on LinkedIn. That was her response. I thought to myself, I bet you spend 3 minutes on Facebook or LinkedIn. What do you mean?
And that's true. Wow.
To say to yourself, I don't have time for me. Take the time. There are times when I will get in the tub, take my iPad so I can turn on some jazz or some meditation music, and pretend I'm at an exclusive spa, listen to the water running, put my favorite bubble bath in there, and that is my time. Because one of the other things is you have to own your time. You have to say, what, between these hours, don't call me, don't text me, don't bother me. I'm not answering my door, my phone, or nothing. Because there's so much relationship to our emotional and mental well-being that leads into our physical health. There's a correlation, mind-body connection. Because I've seen people who feel really stressed out, going through stuff, end up eventually being depressed, or eventually having some mental illness because they couldn't deal with a spouse. Maybe they had some financial issues. Maybe whatever, the kids are driving them crazy and they feel guilty if they don't help. Another thing, we have to put no in our dictionary and stop feeling like if we don't do it, it won't get done. I had a woman stand up at my conference and said, well, I used to be codependent. And I thought to myself, you and so many other people, because I realized that we have this illness called we need to be needed. And won't admit it. That's why we keep running in the fire opposed to running from it. I got to go put that fire out. I'm like, don't they get a fireman to do that? My mother who at her church, she would get the orange juice for the pastor. And while she was here, she goes, oh, I hope somebody gets his orange juice, because she wasn't going to church that day. I thought to myself, for one, he ain't going to die without that orange juice. Somebody going to get the orange juice. I mean, the things that we allow to consume our souls are just eating at us and turning into a disease, as they say, a dis-ease. And we have to learn to let go. I spoke with a woman, a dear friend, the other day, and she happens to own something that was very popular in the community, and she said, you know, I think I want to let go of this now, and I prayed over it. She said, you know, I'm feeling sick. I said, you know, God can send a pebble to hit you on your head to give you a sign. He can come back with a brick just in case you didn't get it. But if the building falls on top of you and you can't dig yourself out, I said, you know, yes, you were blessed with this, but this was for a season, and the season is over.
And
so
that's
don't
true.
Be afraid, because us letting go is so hard for us to do. Sometimes we'll hold on to stuff that ain't working, stuff we don't
need. True.
Stuff that ain't good for us. It's just I can't hold. Like for a long time, when I realized I was no longer going to publish my magazine, I thought, oh, my God, I'm identified with that. That's my brand. I've built it over these years. And then one day I said, you know what? I am tired. This thing has got to go. It has brought me to where I am. I built a brand off of it. It's time for me. And then this whole self-care thing came up because I started my blog as just a fashion blog. And then I said, well, why don't I turn it into a lifestyle blog? And I said, well, you know, there are so many blogs out there. I got to pray and meditate on what's going to be the angle of this blog. And so it just kept running into these women. I said, well, the angle is I'm going to tie self-care into everything I advise women to do under this lifestyle blog. I will tie it to self-care. And it's so badly needed, and women keep proving to me how badly we need to keep it in the forefront because we are killing ourselves.
And it is, and it's true. It's true. It is true. You can look at Facebook feeds and see how many people are sick and stressed out.
Oh, my God. And the mere fact of some of their behavior, you think this person is going through a problem. Some of the things they post. Some of the people who claim to be so secure about themselves or half naked on Facebook, I'm thinking, how can you try to convince us that you're confident and this is what you're doing?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, yes, that's so true. That is so true, That is a whole, the social media, all the stress and anxiety and self-esteem and everything else that goes on. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, Ola, well, I am so happy that you got through those technology challenges and you were able to share such wonderful and valuable insights tonight. So tell listeners about anything you've got coming up, but most of all, tell them how they can get in contact with you.
Sure. Of course, we're, like I said, that your Stylist Ways blog that we're going to continue to basically encourage women to experience life, whether we're talking about bringing friends together for your house, at your house for a little get-together, friends you haven't seen or connected with who can be empowering and inspirational to you. And we do it with we have it as your Stylist Ways and teaching you how to decorate. But there's always, we end them with tips about why you should bring, who you should bring together. I mean, things like, you know, make sure these are people who are like-minded, who are truly your friends. So people might think, well, how do you talk about fashion and style and then throw in something about self-care? They're quite simple. When we talk about fashion, we may say, well, you know, watch your budget. Be careful. You're getting older, and you don't want to accumulate all this stuff. For example, back to my mother, when she, what happened, she, her house, her kitchen actually fell in. And they had to demolish her house. In her basement, she had all this stuff that I think I'd given to her and other family members when I was there over 30 years ago, still in the packages.
Oh,
towels and sheets. And that is our message through your Stylist Ways. Be careful what you accumulate. And if you buy something that you love, don't say, I'm going to hold on to it until guests come over or my anniversary. Because when that stuff was gone, it was just stuff. it was still in the plastic because my mom was still holding on to when she was going to use it. And that's what we do. The good tablecloth, the china, whatever. Celebrate yourself every day. Live as if you are a miracle because you are. Some folks didn't make it, and you did. With all the issues you may have going on in your life that you'll probably forget by next year. Because if you look back and think, what was I going through last year? You probably forget all of that. So go to yourstylishways.com. If you're an entrepreneur, we have the onyxwoman.com website as well to give you resources. And we also throw some self-care stuff in there. If you want to call us, I am loving the idea of going out and talking to women about this important issue. You can reach me at 412-731-5159 because this is a movement. We got to save ourselves.
Yeah, we definitely do. We have to save ourselves and we don't have to like grow old with aches and pains.
Right.
We can still, you know, be lively and move, but less stress.
Oh, my God, yeah.
This is the time to, really look at our lives and like, okay, well, do I need to let go of? Do I need to better manage?
Uh-huh.
You know. So.
Because I always say, make sure that whatever you own doesn't end up owning you, then you're in trouble.
And that's true. That's a good one. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that, listeners? So, well, thank you so much, Ola. It is always a pleasure to have you as a guest.
I thank you. I do apologize again.
Oh, that is okay. That is okay. Hey, technology, it do what it does. Well, you continue to have a great week.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, this was definitely an extended version of Got Clutter, Get Organized. But before I go, the audiobook selection, because Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/get organized and choose from over 180,000 audio products. And my audiobook selection for this week complements our topic. It's Finding Your Balancing Point by Brian Tracy and Christine Stein. Actually, it's Find Your Balance Points by Clarifying Your Priorities, Simplify Your Life, and Achieve More. Again, Find Your Balance Point, Clarify Your Priorities, Simplify Your Life, and Achieve More by Brian Tracy and Christina Stein. That is my audiobook selection for this week. And, of course, next week is Keeping Me on all of you parents out there. Kids are coming home with the artwork, the paperwork. How do you manage y'all? Keeping Me will be our guest next week. So please be sure to join us. So forgive yourself for not knowing. What you didn't know before, you learned it. Again, forgive yourself for not knowing what you didn't know before you learned it. So tonight, hopefully you have learned a way, both men and women, on how to do self-care for yourself, care of you and putting yourself on the top of your list. So I definitely want to thank you for listening and be sure to share your podcast with your family, your friends, as well as your social media network. And please visit my website at janetmtaylor.com. So until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day. But most of all, make sure you have an organized week.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.